Today I'm talking with Holly Plato of the Northern Development Initiative Trust to discuss the recent funds allocated to several municipalities across northern and central BC. Hi, Holly.
Hi, thanks for having me.
First off, if you could tell us who you are and how you became involved with Northern Development.
My name is Holly Plato. I'm the Director of Communications and Marketing with Northern Development. I've been with the Trust just over 2 years, and actually I started with the Trust after we moved here from Winnipeg. So it was a big change going from the prairies to Northern BC, but yeah.
I bet. Could you tell me a little bit about the Trust and what it is?
Well, Northern Development Initiative Trust is actually a nonprofit corporation in Prince George, and what we do is provide grants for economic projects in northern and central BC. So our grants are available to local governments, First Nations, and not-for-profits. We have several different types of grants available on our website. I believe there's about 22. We also provide funding rebates to local independent businesses, small and medium-sized independent businesses within our service region as well. And our service region is very, very large. It starts south at around Lillooet. We go north all the way to Atlin, east to Valemount, and west all the way to Haida Gwaii. So we have a very, very large service region in the province.
Awesome. Northern Development provides a variety of programs, from business development to housing programs. Talking specifically about the community development funds that were recently announced, how were towns selected to receive funds through the Trust?
Well, we've got, like I said, we have several different programs. So the local government, First Nations, and not-for-profits are open to apply for our community development programs. So we have intakes. So they run quarterly. So once the intake opens, anyone in our service region who falls into our two applicable categories can go online and take a look at the programs that are available to apply for, and they can apply for them. So let's say, for example, in our latest intake, the City of Terrace received a Main Street Revitalization Capital Program. So they received grant money from us for $200,000 to resurface and upgrade their sidewalks, replace some existing grass boulevards, and adding some new amenities like bike racks, tree boxes, all those kinds of things. So what they did was they went online, they found that program, they applied, and when they apply, then those applications come to our board of directors, and they are approved, and then the communities or organizations that have been approved are made aware that their grant has been approved, and there you go. So that's how it works. So it's a bit of a time-consuming process, but it's efficient, and that's how it works.
That's great. Do you believe that the projects in smaller municipalities, like upgrading the lighting on Burrard Street in Vanderhoof and replacing the ice plant at the Curling Club in Valemount, stand to make a larger impact on those communities as a whole due to the smaller size of the towns?
Well, I mean, considering, I think sometimes smaller communities need our help more than larger communities, right? So take example from Valemount, which is a very small community, but they have, you know, a curling club there that hasn't been operational for 2 years. So once you're able to improve that and get your curling season back up, then that gets people out into, you know, socially distanced, safe into the community, being able to do activities and those kinds of things. And let's say you have a family that does want to move to someplace like Valemount. They're not going to want to move to a community where there's a rink with no ice that doesn't function, right? But they're going to want to move to a community where those things are available to them, you know, and things like, you know, Main Street revitalization. Those are really important too, because you want to have attractive downtown main streets. Again, if you're considering resident attraction, right? So people want to move there. They want to go downtown. They want to see that it's, you know, safe, that it's well lit, that it's, you know, got nice sidewalks that are easy to traverse if you have a stroller or a bike or a wheelchair. All those things are really, really important in terms of aesthetics and in terms of attracting new people to your community and then keeping the residents that you have as well. You know, if you've got someone who wants to open a business on a main street, they're going to want to open it on a main street that's attractive and well maintained and appealing to people who visit and appealing to people who live there.
Definitely. Where can people go to find out more information on these projects and on the Northern Development Initiative Trust?
Everything's available on our wonderful website, northerndevelopment.bc.ca. We've got all of our programs are clearly outlined along with application guides and application forms for the programs that are running right now. We also have a great online application system that currently has 4 programs. We are increasing that to have our full capacity by the end of next year. We also have all of our news releases. Anything you could possibly want to know about us is on that website.
Awesome. Thanks for taking the time to talk with me today, Holly.
My pleasure. Have a great day.